Oh.
Hi, my name is Rachel. I'm calling you from Independent Home Care.
Hello, I can't hear you, ma'am.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, my name is Rachel. I'm calling you from Independent Home Care. Is this
Yes.
Beatrice?
Yes.
I'm calling you because we currently have job openings in Rome, New York for caregivers. Would you be interested?
Yes.
Okay, great. Are you certified?
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm looking for a health care aide.
Oh, okay. You're looking.
I'm not looking for a job.
Okay. You mean you need services?
Pardon?
You need services. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Are you with an agency right now?
I fell down the stairs a few months ago, and I'm having an awful time getting around and stuff.
Okay, so you're not with another agency?
No. Well, rehab's coming here, but not to help me clean and stuff.
Okay, let me see what we can do. Can you just give me your full name?
Pardon?
Would you like for us to look into this and see if
just
we can help?
Just a minute. My daughter usually takes all these calls.
Oh.
Talk to her. Tony? Come here. It's a phone call I want you to take. A phone call.
Who is it?
It's about a home health aide.
All right, tell him, hold on a second. Yeah.
She's coming right now, honey.
Okay, great.
It's probably for you.
It is, but I don't understand.
Hello?
Yes, hi. My name is Rachel. I'm calling from Independent Home Care. It looks like your mother was...
All right, hold on a minute. I'm sorry. All right, sorry, I accidentally turned it down instead of up because it's her phone, not mine.
Okay. Okay, so I'm calling from Independent Home Care. It looks like your mother was a caregiver at one point. Does that make sense?
She was a caregiver?
Yeah, she came up in the
New York. What were you?
Years ago.
Okay.
She also worked for New York State, she retired for the Department of the DDSO, which is the mentally challenged.
Okay.
Maybe that's what.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, it could be that's why her name came up in the registry. And I was just calling her to offer a job, but she said she needs help. So I was wondering if you're already with a different agency.
No. We're trying to find someone that can help her.
Okay. You're looking for like a PCA?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I could take your information and send it over to our intake team and see what they can do. Would you be in?
Okay. Yes. Does she need to give you permission to talk to me?
I'm
her daughter.
Okay, great. So I'll take your number as well.
And she's right next to me, sitting right next to me. So if you need something, she can.
Okay. Okay, so I just need her full name and number. And I'll have, our team reach out.
So her name is Beatrice Mascolo.
Okay.
And what else did you need? Her phone number? You called her on her phone number.
So this is the number that we can reach her on. Okay. And then is it okay if I take your number as well?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Toni, T-O-N-I.
Okay.
And I'm her daughter.
Okay.
And my phone number is area code 315 271-8128.
Okay, great. Let me see what we can do.
And she was, I know what you're thinking about with her being a personal care aide. She was my backup before she had open heart surgery. But she's had open heart surgery since then because I have a disability.
Okay.
And I can't do a lot of stuff. And I'm currently looking for a personal care aide myself.
Okay.
And when I had a personal care aide, she was like a backup. If they couldn't come, she could do certain things. And then she had her heart attack and the open heart surgery. She had a quadruple bypass. So then she couldn't help me anymore.
Okay. Okay.
So that's why she's probably coming up in your system as a personal care aide, because she did for me for a while.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. Well, okay. So.
And like I said, before she retired, she worked at with the mentally challenged adults in the state of New York.
Okay. Well, okay. Okay, I got it. Okay, let's see what we can do and get back to you soon.
Okay.
Okay. It was nice talking to you.
No, is it just her? Or can I apply too?
I mean, you can apply too. I can also write you down for this, and you know we can see what we can do. Which insurance
okay.
do you have?
I have Medicare, United Health, and Maine Care. I have three.
Okay, and which one does your mother have?
She has Medicare, and what do you have for the second one? Empire through New York State.
Okay, so let me see what we can do, okay?
I don't think I think I have to go apply through Department of Social Services.
Okay.
Because I get Medicaid, and the Medicare that I get is Part A and B. I don't know what they call it now. I forgot what she said it was called. But
okay.
It's the one for disability.
Okay, okay. So that makes sense.
But, I mean, I could try, but I think I have to apply through them.
Okay. Okay, I got it.
So why don't we just do my mom for right now, and then if she does get a personal care aide through you and they say I could just get one, then I can call you back. Otherwise, they may have to do mine.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. Okay.
My mom, not only did she have open heart surgery, we just moved to Maine in October, but not only did she have open heart surgery a year and a half ago, when we moved here back in December, she got a UTI and fell down the stairs. She's 80.
Wow.
She fell down the stairs, and she's in the, right now, they have OTPT coming in and helping her, but they don't do the personal care stuff.
Okay. Wow. That's tough. It's really tough. So where did you say you were located?
We're located in the state of Maine.
Okay. Okay. I'll have to double check if we have services in those areas, okay? So let me get back
oh.
to you. Okay?
Oh, okay. That's why I thought you were calling, because they were trying to get her an aide here in Maine.
Right. So we here it says you were in like Rome. Does that make sense? Rome,
we were in Rome, New York, but back in October we moved to the state of Maine.
Got it. Okay. So let me double check and let you know, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye.